Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All during this month of May, we have been talking about mental health. It is Mental Health Awareness Month, and certainly given all that we as a society have been through in the last couple of years, it is well worth putting the focus on mental health, as it always is anyway, but even more so given the pandemic. New data finds that 39% of teens surveyed responded that their personal mental health has gotten somewhat worse or even much worse since the beginning of the pandemic, and the need for student mental health support is certainly there. Joining us right now, the executive director of the nonprofit Walton Family Foundation, which supported the research, Carol Stern. Carol, good morning.
Good morning. You know, it's really not surprising that these students are experiencing the mental health issues that they are. The CDC reported going into COVID a 60% increase in student suicide, and that was before the COVID crisis. So one can only imagine what these children are experiencing right now.
Oh, I mean, they've been isolated. They have been sort of the political football, if you will, when it comes to whether or not to wear a mask to school and whether to even be in school. It's been they've really borne the brunt of this, haven't they?
They have, and then you put on top of that the realities of what their life has been like. Many have lost a family member to COVID. In many cases, because of work from home, they've either been shuffled off to a relative to stay with so mom and dad could work, or the entire family may have changed their geography. In other cases, their economic situation has changed because mom or dad lost a job. So in addition to being cut off from all their supports, they are bearing witness to real-life crisis all around them.
The good news is we're talking more about mental health. We're addressing it. These kids obviously recognize in themselves, many of them, that they need help.
They do recognize it, but, you know, we're still the grown-ups, and this is an all-hands-on-deck moment. This is a time for us to listen to our children, to learn alongside them, to look around and see what's out there, and then we need to lead. We need to be the grown-ups. We need to make sure that they are getting the supports that they need.
Yeah. So how can we do that? What are some things that we need to do for these kids moving forward?
Well, first off, look around your community. See what's out there. You know, I am looking across the country. I have the privilege with many of the schools that we support to see the programs that have been put in place. KIPP Academy has created this amazing alumni network. It's connecting 30,000 graduates to students so that there are mental health professionals, career guidance professionals, finance officers who are really helping the kids make decisions during this crisis. Sankofa School of Success in Indianapolis actually put a class in place where kids are actually being put into small groups. They're talking. They're learning how to self-manage. They're learning how to do really good decision-making, and they're learning about the resources in their community. Turnaround for Children has a well-being index. Every school could do a well-being index. We could actually track the mental health of our students. There are many things as parents and as caregivers we could make sure that our schools provide to our children.
Do you feel, Carol, like this could be sort of a turning point in mental health care, maybe brought on by the pandemic, but certainly, as you said, heading into the pandemic, it was already, the need was already there. Could this be the moment that we as a society need to sort of, you know, change and wake up when it comes to mental health care?
One can hope. You know, we send our children to school to prepare them for life. Life is also not just about career and knowledge. It's about family. It's about relationships. All of that is mental health. And we know that the child in distress can't learn. And so if we want that child to thrive, we need to create the environment that gives that child the skills for life in totality. You know, one of the things we often talk about when we look at education today is we used to think in terms of a school day. The child left it, went into homeroom at 8:30 in the morning, came home at 3:30. But really, COVID showed us it's a learning day. They learn from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to bed. And as the people who take care of our kids, we need to make sure that learning day is an environment in which they can succeed.
Absolutely. Interesting survey, interesting look at, these kids that say that they feel that they are in need of more mental health care. Where can people go for more information on what we've been talking about here this morning?
Well, you can definitely go to our website, waltonfamilyfoundation.org. We've been supporting education and students for a very long time. You'll find a wealth of resources there, waltonfamilyfoundation.org.
All right. We'll check it out. Carol, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.